It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll look back at NASA's Cassini mission as it comes to a dramatic end in the atmosphere of Saturn.
But first, according to a draft report from the Department of Justice, trust between the Milwaukee community and its police force is at a critical low.
The report argues that issues like poor departmental communication, a lack of proper community policing, and the overuse of traffic stops leave room for improvement in the police department.
Chuck Krumbach is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Milwaukee. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Before we get into what's in this report, talk us through what this report is, why it was happening in the first place.
Well, this report was requested by Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn back in the fall of 2015 during the Dontre Hamilton case. He asked the federal government, the Justice Department, to issue a collaborative reform study where, you know, it's like it says, let's collaborate, let's look at the feds, look at Milwaukee and try to reach reforms, positive reforms. The report, as I say, 18, 19 months ago was requested. It didn't come out during the Obama administration fully, but it did come out. And it hasn't been completed, according to the U.S. Justice Department, but this draft was obtained. Rumors of a draft and knowledge of a draft had been around for a while, and then this week the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel published that draft.
What do we know about when this draft was written?
Well, according to the paper and others, it was written about a year ago before, more than a year ago, before the riots or protests, I should say, related to the Sylville Smith shooting, the police shooting in August of 2016. That's an issue because Police Chief Flynn and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says there have been updates to the report since the version that was published this week came out. Flynn has been calling this report, the draft, having inaccurate data. Barrett has been saying that, listen, there's more to it. There's been some updates that have corrected some things.
So what is in the report that stands out to you, Chuck?
Well, there's several things. I think somewhere around 8 or 9 points, but Brady mentioned a little bit in the newscast there, and I'll go on, is that the traffic stop issue, that African Americans being stopped 3 times more often than white residents. There's an issue of disciplining of officers, whether that's fair and balanced. That the police chief, Ed Flynn, is over-reliant on data. He's made data-driven policing a big part of his time as chief, and the suggestion is that either they're not getting the right data, or they're relying too much on it and not enough on interaction. And finally, mentioned the diversity of officers issue, saying that only about 17% of the police force is African-American, even though the city's population is nearly 40% African-American.
Talking to Chuck Krumbach from WPR News, looking at a newly released or obtained report from the U.S. Department of Justice on the relationship between the Milwaukee Police Department and the community there. And Chuck, a big part of this report focused on the idea of community policing, making the case that community policing is kind of the gold standard of what police departments should do, and that the Milwaukee Department wasn't, at least as of when this draft was written, wasn't doing enough of it. Can you talk about that?
Right. Again, that the suggestion is that there wasn't enough, and the report suggests that there hasn't been enough community, if you will, enough community involvement, reacting to what people are requesting, suggesting, and so on. And that's been a problem. It will. Milwaukee Common Council President Ashante Hamilton yesterday reacted by saying it's important for the police department to take ownership for instances when community trust has been broken, take an honest look at the work that needs to be done, and make a commitment to address these concerns with fidelity and transparency. Fred Royal, the head of the Milwaukee NAACP, said, listen, we think the draft report spells out that the Fire and Police Commission in Milwaukee could be doing more of an annual review of the police department, and maybe suggesting that, you know, the feds don't have to get involved if the local mayor appointed largely a fire and police commission would take a tougher look every year at the police department.
And there's no indication that a final version of this federal report is going to come out, is there?
Right. The Justice Department, U.S. Justice Department, put out a statement yesterday, talking about blaming the past administration, that collaborative reform often produced draft reports, often created by contractors. And they're saying that the no draft concerning the Milwaukee Police Department was ever finalized or adopted by the Department of Justice, and reliance on any such draft would be unwarranted, says the Justice Department. And this is in line with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who, of course, has raised some concerns about the collaborative reform program, and back in March of this year issued a memo regarding support for local law enforcement. So collaborative reform is being reviewed by Justice and Attorney General Sessions, and they're saying don't rely on this draft report.
You mentioned Dontre Hamilton and Sylville Smith earlier, and police-involved shootings and reactions to that being a big part of this report. I understand there has been a new police-involved shooting now in Milwaukee, Chuck?
Yes, details are just coming out late this afternoon, but there was apparently an officer-involved shooting at around 29th in Wisconsin on the city's near west side, a very highly traveled area. Individual that was shot has been hospitalized. So another reminder of the importance of police and community relations being key, that what can happen on the street level when things don't go right. Someone gets shot, maybe gets killed at some point, drives home again the importance of this.
As I understand it, this draft report looked at the police department itself and its reaction to a police-involved shooting, but didn't take into account the recent state law that requires an outside investigation into these kind of shootings. Is that right?
And that's my understanding, and that's very key, of course. It may be an issue with the mayor and police chiefs have about it being not being enough updated enough report, but. Yesterday, and we get press releases just about every week about police departments or sheriff's departments in one community investigating what's going on in another community. So that's really, in that part of it, it is a really statewide issue to see. The trust issue is key as to whether if a shooting happens in your town, has it been justified or is it going to get a fair review by the next jurisdiction over or the state justice department?
Chuck, I imagine that the police department is thinking about these issues all the time. The Common Council and others are as well. Do you get the sense from the people you've talked to that the release of this draft report is changing anything or making this anything seem more urgent?
Well, there was during the summer, there was a call for the draft report to come out again. There was a suggestion that it existed, that people had it, and Chief Flynn said it wasn't complete. This has come up just in the last 2 months. Here it is back again with the actual publication of the draft report. And it seems that the Common Council, at least in Milwaukee, is going to stay on this for a while. They've scheduled a committee hearing for September 14th looking at the draft report. Alderwoman McLele Coggs says the long-running debate over whether the police department should release the report and how was made moot by its recent publication. So, By the middle of next month, there'll be more on this.
Chuck, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Krumbach, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He's based in Milwaukee, and he joined us today to talk about a draft report from the U.S. Department of Justice, which details a loss of trust, according to the report, between the Milwaukee community and their police department.
And next Tuesday, Milwaukee NAACP President Fred Royal will join us for more on police community relations in the city.